All right, last year, CNN hit me up for an interview. Obviously, CNN fake news. I figure it's going to be a hit piece, but I say, sure, what can they do to make me look bad? And inside the manosphere, I don't know why I'm considered the manosphere, maybe because I fight, but I'm kind of anti-red pill, but let's watch it.
CNN's Donny O'Sullivan got in the cage with former UFC star turned podcaster Jake Shields
to explore
the manosphere and why exactly it's so popular.
They speak liberal, they have liberal friends, and then they go online and they are a white supremacist.
This is Vera Papasova. She spent the last year dating far-right men in New York.
Imagine that assignment. Yeah, you got to go to year, date a bunch of these far-right men. You know girls like to get hate. Well, you know. Imagine, she probably has a boyfriend too, some weak dork boyfriend. Like, it's just an assignment, babe. I'm just going on dates with these Nazis. Oh, I can't believe this is real. This is why no one watches the news anymore. This is CNN. I bet my podcast is probably going to get more views on this than this thing.
New York City for a story for Cosmopolitan magazine.
They're the most insecure men I've ever sat down with.
But she kept going on dates for a year.
It was really difficult to have some of these dates because they were so insecure, because they don't really know who they are and they don't know how to figure that out.
She said the men she dated got all their news and information from the so-called manosphere.
Smart. Much better to get news from me than CNN.
They did not listen to anything else. They're only listening to independent media, and they're only listening.
Only independent. Yes, go to us. Go to the news, the corporate media. It's literally giant corporations. They don't have your best interest. I mean, I think people have finally realized that, and they're mad. They're dying. They don't know what to do.
To men talking dates. To men.
The manosphere is made up of
sleep with Nazis,
macho podcasters and influencers.
There's no such thing as an independent female.
Most women have zero concept of
my podcast, Jake Shields.
Money.
Females don't have independent thought.
It's a space where UFC fighters are among those who reign supreme.
They love the UFC guys. They love the MMA guys because those guys do what they can't. They're modern gladiators. They're badass.
I mean, at least she's admitting it. Look at the way she's talking about fighters. Sorry, babe, I'm taken.
Badass like Jake Shields, a former UFC star turned podcaster.
Sorry. Now I'm starting to feel.
Okay, he came to one interview and I forced him to go in the ring with me because he said he's never been hit, never punched anyone. He was like scared. I'm like, oh, CNN, fake news. Started picking on the guy. You know what? I kind of like Donnie. I kind of liked him after this. I hate to admit it. He kind of grew on me after I bullied him around.
Nervous. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, of course.
Who I met at an MMA gym in Las Vegas.
Like all great MMA pros.
He did not like the idea of this. He kept trying to say no. And his producers, I mentioned it. They're like, yeah, great idea. And I started putting the gloves on him. And he kept being like, no, no. As you can see, he didn't even change out of the clothes I was trying to get him to. I forced the gloves on him, basically forced him in the cage. And his producers were going along with it, but he was not liking it. You can see the fear in this poor guy's eyes.
I've never hit anyone in my life.
I'm not punching you back. Hit me.
Never hit anyone in my life. How are you not going to hit anyone? It looked like I'm going to tag him there, but I'm not really going to. I'm pulling my punch. It looks like I'm about to drop him.
KO, KO, KO.
Dude, the girls in the UFC would just destroy this guy. Sometimes I see guys say, like, the girl fighters would destroy men. I'm like, give me a break. But then I forget this is the average man. Yes, those girls would kill these guys.
This is CNN. Do you miss being full-time pro, like, in terms
of... Oh, yeah, of course I miss it. To go from fresh... Nah, I don't miss the coolest thing in the world. Athlete, which is the highest of highs, to retirement.
And I guess the podcast
has helped. You could fall into depression if you just go from the most amazing career where you're famous and spotlights to all. I mean, at least I don't work for CNN like poor Donnie. All of a sudden, you're a nobody.
Sure.
Like other podcasters in the manosphere, Jake regularly hosts controversial guests.
And I named the podcast Fighting Back. I feel like we have to fight back for what we're told we're allowed to do. I just don't like to be told you're not allowed to talk to this person. Like, why can't I talk to him? I'm not saying I agree with his ideology, but I should hear what he has to say.
He's hosted.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't like the idea of being told what to do. I never had. I've always been a rebel, I guess. Some people, well, David Duke's in here right now. This is the one. The backlash I had before this was crazy, including independent, you know, people telling me I can't talk to him. No one had talked to him for like 10 years before this. And even now, I want to talk to a communist. People like, you can't do that. It's like, no, I'll talk to whoever I want to. I don't know why more people don't have that mindset. If I want to talk to him, why am I going to let the media or you or my fans tell me who I'm allowed to talk to?
The former Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan.
Today I have a very, very special guest, Dr. David Duke. I know you're controversial, but I have no idea how controversial.
And Thomas Russo, the leader of the white supremacist group, Patriot Front.
It's a little unfair to call him white supremacist, I think. Now, they are an all-white group, so that is fair. So they are a pro-white group, but I wouldn't say white supremacist. He doesn't push hatred towards anyone else. I think that's why they don't want people talking to these guys, because, you know, when you hear him talk, you're like, oh, this guy isn't pushing hate.
Let's go where we disagree a little bit. Yes, sure. Let's hit race, because you're a white-only group?
So the organization only allows people of American ethnicity, and all Americans, I believe, come from Europe, so they're white.
And again, I pushed back on that. Obviously, CNN doesn't show that.
Of the American spirit, fight on!
You know, I understand and talk to these guys, but I've also not brought anyone hateful. If I do, I'm going to be really, really on top of them.
But so you saying that you haven't brought someone hateful on race...
On.
People say, well, you brought on the Grand Wizard of the KKK.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've also brought on black nationalists, you know, so would you say that's hateful to bring on, or someone like Cain Velasquez, who has a giant brown pride tattoo on his head? That's not hateful to be proud of your race.
Brought on Patriot Front.
Yeah.
They're hateful.
No, I think those are excellent questions, but if people go and watch the actual interviews, I think they'd be like, oh, this guy's not near as hateful as if I expect it.
But Vera says hate isn't what the men she dated.
Honestly, I think he was really fair for a CNN interview, and even just the edit right now, it wasn't, obviously it was edited because it was a longer interview, but that was fairly a fair interview. I mean, I guess it was kind of hard to make me look bad because I always just speak my real opinions and truth. So it's hard to make you look bad when you do that.
We're really looking for...
One of these guys brought me to a political meeting.
And did they talk about politics?
Barely. They talked about, it was a bunch of men complaining about girlfriends and wives, regurgitating Andrew Tate type of advice about how to train your girlfriend, how to...
I can't believe this is a real assignment. Like, a year. She did this for a year. Like I said, she probably has a boyfriend. Babe, I just have another date with a Nazi tonight. See you at, like, you know, I don't know, maybe 1, 2, 3 in the morning, depending on how the date goes.
Train your wife to be submissive. And so this group was supposed to be a political group, but they're talking about relationship problems. And the fact that that's what most of the time was spent on, you don't need to be a neo-Nazi. You need therapy.
That bitch needs therapy.
The appeal of Jake's podcast speaks to a need among young men in this country that Vera says can't be ignored.
You have to incentivize someone to want to be better. You can't just say, let's make men better. Mm. The thing about these guys is their biggest support system is online, but that also is very isolating, and isolation is what breeds hatred.
Groups like Patriot Front offer community.
See, Patriot Front gets a lot of hate, and I understand they look this way, but they do tons of community service, job hiring. I actually went and did hurricane relief with them after out near Austin. There's this girl school. I forget how many girls got killed. It was just so sad. You know, there was flowers there for them. I went out and spent work with them. I've been to their homes, met some of these guys' wives just to spend, you know, a couple of days around this group. And I was shocked at, like, they're mostly good people. I get it. This does look a little intimidating, but hanging out with these guys, it's not what you see.
Unity, but community based on racism and hate.
People have to really...
Again, that's false how they say based on hate. They're very clear that they push no hatred on their... it's a no hate organization, you know? Like, I was very clear that, hey, I have lots of friends that are minorities, had minorities around these guys. They came to my gym. I'm like, hey, some of my students, they're not white. Like, yeah, no problem with it. So they weren't hateful at all towards these people.
Really think about, do you have the capacity to talk to people that you don't agree with? Because that one nice conversation you might have might change someone's day enough to not have to seek out help in an online support group, which is actually a bunch of white supremacists.
I mean, this is a real problem. People don't have human connections. So yeah, there is a real problem of people going online and finding their friends. I think we do need to start building real life communities, which Patriot front, they've done that. Again, you can criticize things about the organization, which I would, but the fact that he's built a real life organization to build community, that's extremely important.
Using political beliefs as an excuse for how they feel.
Donny O'Sullivan is here with us now. Donny, I'm so glad you've done this special. There's so much intrigue around this issue of the manosphere.
I forgot to add, when I was had him in the cage with me, I got so angry because he wouldn't hit me. He was like running away. I was about to punch him because he wouldn't hit me. He was scared. I had my hands down trying to get him to hit me, like hit me. And the dude was just like falling over, just too scared to hit me. It's like, bro, how can you not just hit me? I'm giving you a free shot. And he was just too scared to hit it. I don't get it. I'm going to make him hit me next time I see him.
And in fact, Trump is going to the UFC tonight. How big of a role does the sport play in the manosphere?
Hey, Isabel. Yeah. And look, we should point out at the start here, there's tons of guys who are fans and some women as well who are fans of the UFC. I have many friends who are fans of the UFC. It certainly does not mean, you know, that if you are a fan of the UFC, you are falling sort of down this rabbit hole of hate and white supremacy and everything else. But what we are seeing is that there is this sort of, there is this crossover. The UFC is playing a greater and bigger role really in American life. Joe Rogan, who's the world's biggest podcaster, is a UFC commentator. Dana White, who is the founder of the UFC, is a prominent Trump supporter. And
Dana White is not the founder of the UFC. People always say this. He's the owner and founder. It's like so annoying. Dana White is not the owner or the founder of the UFC. I don't know why people think that.
Was recently appointed to the board of Meta by Mark Zuckerberg himself, another big MMA and UFC.
What up, bros? I'm one of the guys now. You see Zuck? I didn't watch the whole interview on Rogan. I couldn't take it serious. He's like tan. He's got like a chain. His hair is all curled. He's just like training jiu-jitsu. Just like, what up? It's kind of like he's a reptile pretending like he's a human. I have a lot of friends have gone trained with him, so I'm not going to bash him. I am happy he's training jiu-jitsu. I hope it's making him a better person. Jiu-jitsu makes a lot of people better people, but he still looks like a reptile to me.
Fan. And actually fighting tonight in Miami, Trump is going to the event. We're not sure if he'll be there for the earlier fights, but fighting tonight in Miami at the UFC event is a fighter by the name of Bryce Mitchell, who recently...
Bryce is awesome. Good friend of mine. One of the nicest guys ever. He has some fishing companions that people want to go fishing with. You might want to look that up.
Set up a podcast of his own, and on his debut episode a few months ago.
This is his debut episode, episode number one. It turned into the most viral podcast in the world on his first episode. Props to Bryce for being able to do that.
He said that Hitler was a quote-unquote good guy or a great guy. Dana,
a little bit out of context, but anyways.
White, the head of the UFC, was quick to condemn that, but you know, you can just kind of see there where folks who might be coming into this sport for one reason are a fan of fighting, and then they're getting exposed to views like Bryce Mitchell's.
Oh, Bryce and Jake Shields. Well, it wasn't too bad. What do you think? Leave in the comments. All right. Quick break to talk about something I've just started using, Rumble Wallet. If you've ever been curious about buying and investing in cryptocurrencies or Bitcoin or Tether, but felt like it was too complicated, Rumble Wallet is an easy way to get started. You can buy, sell, and manage your cryptocurrencies all in one place. The app is super easy and straightforward. What really makes Rumble Wallet unique is that you can use it to tip your favorite creators on Rumble. To get started, download the Rumble Wallet app and sign up with your existing Rumble account. Click my link in the descriptions or search Rumble Wallet in your app store. As many of you know, I have many controversial guests, so that comes at a cost of being demonetized everywhere. So if you want to support the program, go to fightbackpodcast.com, and I have all kinds of merch on there, whether it's jiu-jitsu, fighting, political, and other accessories. And thanks for the support.